It's 7:22 Monday morning. Maybe tough getting out of bed. You still got that Kenny Chesney hangover going with you right now. But you know what? It was kind of crazy. Did you guys see when Thomas Rhett came out on stage? He actually brought this guy named Scott to join him up on stage.
And in case you missed it, here's kind of what it sounded like.
I'll help you up here. What's your name?
Scott.
Everybody say what's up to Scott. The White Sox fan. I'm gonna redeem you really fast. Are you a big country music lover? You like Garth Brooks, is what I'm trying to say. You know who Garth Brooks is? You don't know? Scott, buddy, this is your time to shine, okay? I don't know you, but I feel sorry for you, so here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna sing a little bit of this song, all right? Actually, just like maybe a verse, because you don't know it, right? But I think everybody here in Chicago might know this song, all right? So just chime in if you know any words, okay?
Leave it all in my room. I should have been blue.
So then everybody started singing Garth, except this poor dude who was sitting right in the front, and his name was Scott.
He sang a couple words, but you know what? We apparently have Scott's girlfriend on the phone. She will explain everything that went down on Saturday after Jake Owen with Styles and Roman in US 99.
Heck. Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Good morning, it is Styles and Roman, and we're going to be doing it. 10 o'clock, we kick it off. Commercial-free Monday. It is Monday, a tough Monday to get up, especially if you were there on Saturday. Kenny Chesney, if you missed it, pics, the videos all over our social media. But there was one point during the show, we played it a couple minutes ago, where Thomas Rhett had brought up this guy named Scott that was sitting, boom, right there in the front row.
Yeah, and we apparently, because our listenership is so big, we have Scott's girlfriend, Brandy, on the phone. Now, Brandy, are you really Scott's girlfriend?
Yes, he came as my date.
Okay, so we just want to clarify to make sure that you're really dating this guy. What was Scott wearing Saturday night at the show?
A Shinedown shirt from the concert that we went to the night before.
Okay, so you made him go to this concert. He's not a big country fan yet.
No, and I don't think he will be ever now.
So walk us through, after Scott got off of stage, what was he saying to you?
I thought he was going to kill me. Like, I was so nervous watching this whole thing unfold because I've never even heard him sing before. Like, ever.
And now you probably never want to hear him again, right?
In 4 years, I've never heard him sing. So I was mortified to find out that that's what Thomas Rhett was pulling him up there for. I was so nervous. I thought he was going to kill me when he came back down, but he had good spirits about it.
What blew my mind was, out of everybody in the crowd probably jumping up and down, being excited, why did Thomas Rhett pick Scott?
He made the comment, oh, there's this guy up here that hasn't been singing, hasn't been dancing. You know, he's just
gotcha.
Like a chill kind of guy. He just kind of like is like laid back, just kind of takes it all in. And that's what he was doing.
So it's been a couple days now. So walk us through with social media, and I'm sure friends hitting him up. What has Scott been going through?
He's had messages, comments through Facebook. Me too. I mean, yesterday, both of our phones were blowing up saying that radio stations, people were calling in, talking about it.
He's famous!
Yeah.
Is he now going on tour with Thomas Rhett?
Well, gosh, I would hope so, but I mean, I really wish it had been me that had
right,
there.
He should have brought you up. So Scott was wearing a Sox cap on the big screen, on the stage, the rest of the night. Did people recognize him?
Well, he said that when he first came back into the sandbar, he thought he was going to have a hard time because we were the first ones in the sandbar. Mm-hmm. And that's why we were right up front in the middle. And he made his way through, no problem. People were high-fiving him. Women were coming up to him, hugging on him. And
he's signing autographs.
And as we didn't leave that spot again until the end of the show. But when we came back up to the front, when he came back up to the front, he refused to get back in the front. So he stood behind me. He didn't get back.
He didn't want Kenny to bring him on stage, did he?
No. And that was his first concert. Country concert, and that will be his last.
The Cat. Were you there on Saturday night? I gotta tell you, good morning. It's Chicago's hottest country, US 99. That show, Kenny Chesney. All right, if you didn't hear us, Styles and Roman, a couple days ago, we were telling you that was our first time ever gonna see Kenny. And I'll let you start, Roman. What did you think of the show?
I thought it was great, except that first part you just played there when he's like, it's my mission to make love to each and every one of you. I was like, no, I don't want you to make love to me. Like, I'm good. Like,
I was having such a great time. I was like, yeah, just go ahead and do it.
I was like, you can stick to the girls in the crowd. Like, I'm just here to watch you. But no, he was cool. What blew me away about Kenny Chesney, and yeah, everyone had told us, like, he's phenomenal live. We had never seen him until Saturday. What blew me away is the guy's 50 years old. And the energy and the jumping and the dancing. And I mean, he's definitely in good shape, and he's built for this, because at 50 years old to still do what he does.
Oh, yeah.
And the energy level that he's at, wow, he must have had a lot of Red Bull.
You know, I was a fan of Kenny, but when you see, after you see Kenny Chesney live, then you're like the ultimate fan. I mean, just his stage presence, like you were saying, I thought it was a spectacle. Like, I'm going to put it in, like, I'm going to say probably one of the top three concerts I've ever seen. I was just blown away by everything, from the stage, from the lighting. I mean, of course, it being here in our hometown of Soldier Field, you see the skyline in back of you. I mean, it was just, first off, weather-wise, it was a gorgeous night.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks that beers are like $377
well,
there, but
you
other
know,
than
I'll
that.
Take a step further. They have these like big yard margarita things that were $17.25. I was with somebody. We bought four of them. I spent $80 on these margarita yard drinks, but besides that.
Definitely worth it. And it was even cooler because we were on the air on Saturday, so we missed Brandon Lay, but we caught Old Dominion, by the way, amazing. We caught Thomas Rhett, outstanding. He was just flawless up on stage. He brought off his wife, and he gave her a kiss, and he said, I love you so much,
but
while he was singing Life Changes.
Like, everyone thought the kids were coming
out, right?
He didn't bring the kids, but you know what's cool about not just Kenny Chesney, but every country concert we've ever been to, and it's very different than any other genre of music, is that they always bring like the quote-unquote openers out to do a collaboration. It was really cool to have Kenny bring out Old Dominion to sing Save It for a Rainy Day, which they wrote actually for him. That was really cool. And then he brought out Thomas Rhett, I forget for what song, but I mean, like, it's really cool. And he also brought Brandon Lay out later on, too.
He brought Brandon Lay as well.
I think it's cool these big headliners bring out their opening acts to do collaborations, and everybody does that in the country world. It's really, really cool to see. It is like one big family in the country world.
And also David Lee Murphy jumped up on stage as well. Yeah. I mean, it was just a phenomenal show. So
David Lee Murphy didn't want to get off stage. Like, yeah. He brought him off for everything.
I mean, would you want to get off? I mean, look,
where
I was sitting, I turned around when everybody had like their phones out, and I mean, it just lit up Soldier Field. The vibe was just electric.
Listen, I was cool with David Lee Murphy doing Everything's Gonna Be All Right. That's obviously the big song playing right now with Kenny Chesney. And then, you know, Dust on the Bottle, awesome, right? I could have, that was good for me. Like, then, all right, back to Kenny, let's go.
They're buddies, man. They were just hanging out, having a good time. But hey, were you there? Let's talk about it. Styles and Roman, we were blown away. So 312-946-4995. I mean, if you're up this early, I'm a little tired too. My voice is, I was screaming. I was having so much fun at the show Saturday night.
What did you think about the Kenny Chesney show? Or what in life were you blown away with? Whether it was Kenny or somebody else? 312-946-4995. 4995. We want to hear from you.
What's your story? Call Styles and Roman at 312-946-4995. US 99.
Are you still struggling a little bit this morning? Got that Kenny hangover a couple of days later? Well, hey, no worries. US 99 and Styles and Roman. We're going to be kicking it off again at 10 o'clock this morning. We do it. Come on. It's Monday. Commercial free Monday. We're just going to play song after song after song.
Yeah, but it was our first time seeing Kenny Chesney on Saturday. And yeah, he was great, man. We were blown away by the show. 312-946-4995. What impressed you? What were you blown away with? Good morning to Nicole from Carol Stream. What was it for you?
Last summer when I went and saw Sam Hunt on my birthday.
Yeah.
That was probably one of the best concerts I've ever been to, and I was 100% blown away by him.
When you got home later on that night and you put your head on the pillow and closed your eyes, what were you thinking, Nicole?
Sam Hunt. Oh, Nicole. Sorry. Yeah, Sam Hunt.
I was thinking how I could not stop replaying the entire concert in my head and thinking about when is the next time I can go to another Sam Hunt concert.
Well, he was amazing. The good news is it'll be even better this time around because it's Sam Hunt and Luke Bryan at Wrigley Field.
I know.
Are you going?
I haven't gotten tickets yet, so we'll see.
Well, the good news is we don't have any tickets for you right now.
Oh, I thought maybe you were going to say yes, sir.
Did you spend a little bit too much money at Kenny or just in general over the weekend? How about we kick it off? Win your share of $12,000 a day at 7:15, $1,000. Then on the 15s all day, a grand going in your pocket. And I'll tell you, man, those drinks were a little bit expensive at Soldier Field. Then you got parking, but I'll tell you, it was definitely worth it. Kenny Chesney It was epic. It blew my mind what was going on inside Soldier Field.
I was blown away by Kenny Chesney and Thomas Rhett, for that matter. Old Dominion as well. But I was also blown away by the yard drinks, the pina coladas.
Were they at least delicious?
There were $17.25 each.
Wait, hold on. You said you ordered four of them?
We had four of them. I spent $80 because we're tipping $80 on four drinks.
When you left the venue, when you left Soldier Field, were you that guy carrying the yard drinks with you?
No.
Didn't bring them home?
No, not at all. I mean, like, they're like plastic, you know? That's like what we did in Cancun when we were 18 years old. You don't do that when you're like a grown man.
They should be decorated all throughout your condo right now.
312-946-4995. We were blown away by Kenny Chesney. Laura from Joliet, what were you blown away by?
You know what blew me away is last year's Stars and Strings concert.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I was front row. I had a great time. I was with my sister, and I'll never forget it.
Well, let's go back and let's relive it. I mean, you had Sam Hunt all the way to the left. Then you had Lady Antebellum and Darius Rucker all on the stage at the same time.
Yes. And, you know, I've been to Nashville, and that was better than Nashville. I'm telling you, it was great.
And you said you were sitting front row?
Yeah, we kind of snuck our way up there.
That's only what women can do. Guys, we try sneaking up, we get kicked out of the venue.
Sir, can I see your ticket stub, please?
Well, you know, that's the advantage of being a short person.
Yeah, that too.
We were definitely singing along to that one on Saturday at Soldier Field. Good morning. It's Chicago's hottest country, US 99 and Styles and Roman, and we're a couple minutes away. How about four to be exact? 7:15, we have $1,000 for you.
But we were blown away by Kenny Chesney on Saturday and Thomas Rhett and Old Dominion. 312-946-4995. Nicole from Hammond, good morning. What were you blown away by?
Well, for one, I just saw like a mom deer and her little two babies walking through the water only so I could call you guys.
Wait. You saw what?
It was like a little mom deer and her two little babies walking through a river. It was great.
You saw Bambi and the two kids walking through a river as you're calling us.
Well, I was only calling to like win the tickets, and then it was just cool because it was ironic.
You know what? Whenever you see a deer, it's a good day, I feel like.
Yeah, I have had your experience, though, with Kenny, because like I went to the Lake Shake, and they called him back for the only song I saw Lee Bryce, and I just wanted to hear I Don't Dance. That was the only one I wanted to hear, and he didn't play it. And they called him back out to play it, and I cried.
Yeah, he played it. I was going to say, he played it, because that's like his biggest song ever. And I agree with you. That's my favorite song he ever did.
I was totally bummed because he wasn't going to play it. Everybody started screaming. He's like, y'all know I couldn't leave without playing that song.
Well, hold on a second, hon. You do know there's a thing called encores, right? So, like, literally, these artists, they're not leaving without singing their biggest hits.
Well, I didn't know I was sad.
You know, forget about Lee Bryce and the encores. Can we talk about the baby deer again?
What about him? Girl,
you got it. Chicago's hottest country, US 99, and can we relive Saturday night? Amazing.
It was amazing, and we were blown away by it. But I will say, when he started off with that, like, I guess, speech, I was like, he's like, it's our personal mission to make love to each and everyone. I was like, I don't want you to make love to me, dude. Like,
I was ready.
No.
I was like, yeah, go ahead. Do what you got to do. Let's
go. You could have prefaced it by saying, ladies, I want you. But he's everybody. I was like, no, I'm here to watch you. I don't really want to make love.
That was like an epic night. I mean, everything from the weather in Chicago to the crowd to the participation to, I don't know, there's just so many amazing things. I can go on and on and on. That was probably one of the top three concerts I have ever been in. I've ever been at in my life. A lot of us, nice. You know, I was like a Kenny fan. Now I'm like a Kenny fan, and I would probably travel to another city to go see Kenny Chesney. That's how amazing it all was.
What impressed me the most is that he's 50 years old, and the energy was through the roof. I mean, this guy was jumping up and down, working the whole stage, the catwalk. I mean,
he made love to 80,000 people.
He made love to all of us, and he's 50 years old. Good morning, April from Woodridge. What did you think about Kenny?
Yes, he was awesome. This is my third time seeing Bingham. First time at Soldiers Field, and the energy there was just phenomenal.
Yeah, it was a perfect night, from the weather to the performances. Like, it was a really, really, really good night.
It was. It was awesome night.
Until
awesome.
You looked at your credit card statement the next day, and you're like, how many rounds did I buy?
Actually, we did pretty good. I only paid for parking and got me and my daughter something to eat. We got one drink, and we filled it then with water from the water fountain.
And you're feeling okay today?
I'm feeling fine. My voice is still a little hoarse from screaming, but I'm feeling fine.
Good morning, Tyler from Crown Point. How did nursing school blow your mind?
All my nurses that I work with, they told me, like, oh, you're not going to like it. You're not going to like it. You're doing the wrong thing. And I'm almost done with my first year, and it's beyond amazing, like, that I'm able to help people day in and day out.
You know what? I got to tell you, my sister Nikki is a nurse, and we went to Lewis University together. She was a nursing student. I was a communications major. When we would go get our books, the nursing books were massive, and I had nothing because, again, I was a communications major.
Yeah, I could go from 2 books to 8 books every semester. It's ridiculous.
Why don't you tell her about how your sister's graduation was from college?
Oh, I missed it. My alarm never went off. That's what it was. My alarm never went off.
Oh, I forgot. That's right.
I'm sorry, Nikki. I'm still sorry. Forgive me already.
Chicago's hottest country. US 99.
Hot country.
Hobo. Homeowners bargain.